Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, my name's Dane Sharp and I'm the host of the Dream Job Ready podcast. This is a quick take episode with our guest, Aliv Sampson, who's the COO and co-founder of Kemi. G'day, Aliv. Thank you for joining me again. We had a great chat in our previous episode. This is going to be a quick take episode, so I'm going to throw a couple of quick questions at you. What job advice has had the most impact on your career?
One job advice that has made a lot of impact in my career, I guess, I can't remember if someone actually gave me this advice. I would say it was my parents, because early on, I've always been brought to always think about the things I want to achieve in life, whatever it is. So they've been so great in nurturing that knowledge into me. They've always encouraged me to try different things and to find my passion and figure out a way how to achieve that, which is amazing. So I grew up in a province in the Philippines with, you know, my family wasn't well off, we're not well connected. But I've always have all these big goals and big career goals of mine, and I would write it down and try to figure out ways on how to achieve it. And it always changes, which is exciting. It's not always success. There's some failures along the way. However, I've always been into making sure that whatever I'm doing, I'm passionate about it and I'm making the difference to other people. And that has always been kind of my mantra in terms of my career path.
That's excellent. Thank you. Now, to throw it to this one, what's a must do in any job application or job interview?
You gotta do your research about the company you're applying. We have seen hundreds and hundreds of applications that went through, and even those who are even candidates who are quite promising, when we ask them questions and when we meet them, they have no idea what we do. They have no idea about the team or what we've been doing. So that's why for us, like, doing our, you know, talking to the public and sharing our stories is quite important, so that we know that we attract the right people. But for you to be successful in any job application, you gotta do your research about the company. I know it might take a while, because if you're trying to find, you know, trying to apply to say 5 to 10 different job positions, it will take a while to get to know all those companies. But please do so, because you're learning a lot from the industry as well, and it actually helps you to, I guess, realize if this is the right industry and the right role for you as well. It's not just to ace an interview or to ace an application, but it helps you as well. And it helps you prepare and actually figure out, okay, what do I do next? I'm excited about this industry. Maybe I should do more reading about their competitors or so on and so forth. That helps you as an individual as well, not just for applying to jobs.
I love that. I think the preparation is the obvious part. You want to be prepared for this interview, but learning, that's sort of a forgotten part of that. That's huge. I love that. Now, third and final question for you. What's one thing, if you can, what's one thing you wish you knew, understood, or appreciated earlier in your career?
That failing is a good thing. I've always grown, started thinking about my career path and what I would like to be in the future. And you always think success, success, success. But actually, to reach that, you gotta go through a couple of failures yourselves, whether it's a big one or a small one or just a tiny, mistake that you've done. Mistakes do happen, and that the most important thing is, like, did you learn from it? Did you actually took notes from whatever it is that happened and try and improve afterwards? So, initially, when my younger me would be very, very disappointed and very sad about failing or making a mistake, thinking that, oh no, things aren't gonna go well anymore because it's not perfect. But actually, it helped me a lot to grow as a person and to help grow the business as well. I think that's one of the things that everybody should know, that do not be afraid to make mistakes or have some failures. The most important is just learning from it and moving on.
That's amazing, Aliv. That's 3 for 3. That was awesome. Now, look, I hope I don't do this injustice, but this is your opportunity. You've got the chance, which is risky from me, but you've got the chance, if you want, to ask me one random question about career or job-related interest. What would you like to ask?
What do you think is the most important question, I guess, a job applicant should ask a potential employer?
A job applicant should ask an employer. That's a really good one. I think opportunity is one thing that really hits home for me from a personal sense. I really do believe that there's opportunity everywhere. But we don't necessarily just get it served up to us. Like, sometimes we have to fight for it. Sometimes we have to discover it. Sometimes we have to get lucky. So I think that's a question, and it's not easy to answer from a guy doing or a girl doing an interview either. It's not always easy to answer that question. So I would probably hit home around something like, look, opportunity is important to me. I'm not expecting promotions day one, et cetera, but what are the opportunities within the business, within the industry that you see for this type of role? That'd be my question. What do you think about that question?
I think that's perfect, because you're already opening up the conversation to your potential employer. How will you make a difference within their team as well, right? Because you got to make sure that you're being valued when you join a company. And if they don't have any ideas on how that path would look like, then I think that would raise some alarms, I guess, because you want to be valued to wherever you spend your day-to-day at. And you want to make sure that you grow as a person as well. Like, you want to be a different person within the first 2 years that you've been with that company. If you're still the same and hasn't learned anything or done anything amazing, then gotta move on,
Yeah, and I think for the interviewer, it's really the opportunity to see how authentic or prepared that person was. Because if they come in and, I guess, have a bit of a wishy-washy answer, maybe they weren't as prepared as they should be. And exactly. Even if that opportunity is not something new, but it's just reconfirming something the business does every day, I think that's clear.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome, Aliv. This has been great. I really loved our previous episode and our interview where we got to chat for a lot longer. This has been a quick take, but you've fired back 3 amazing pieces of advice for those 3 questions. So I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dane.